What do you want? No, I was still up. It's fine. Continue. You're calling me the same night as your date. And I usually don't hear from you until a few days later. And that cannot be a good sign, right? So, how was this date? Did you go to the restaurant that I recommended? The one by the lake? The one at the country club? The view of the golf course is nice, I guess. At least you have something scenic to look at if you don't want to look at your date anymore. What? Was it that terrible? Okay, I guess start at the beginning. Well, meeting at the restaurant isn't so bad, especially if they were already running a little late, right? Okay, so you're at the restaurant and. To be fair, I wouldn't have made it a big deal about it, but I don't know. I may have asked to move away from the fireplace too if it was too hot or something. A table by the window sounds nice. Yeah, you're right. Sitting by the window is pointless. If it's already dark outside, that's true. Big brain. So you're sitting at the table you didn't want. Okay, whatever. Then what happened? What do you mean by picky eater? What? I mean, those are all good things. Wanting to eat ethically grown seafood is good. I don't exactly know why or how or where you get mussels, but surely there's an ethical way to do it. Sorry, what? Hydro? Hydro what? What's hydroponic lettuce? What does that even mean? Well, okay. That's interesting. That sounds like a thoughtful choice. No soil, less labor, easier on the environment. I like her. I like her already. You couldn't tell that they were this particular from their profile? Okay, so what did you two end up getting then? Well, at least they went vegan or something, I guess. With what? Made with grass-fed beef, I assume? I'm not being a smartass. What do you mean? Okay, so what went wrong next? Well, okay, yeah, that's annoying. Not too bad. That's annoying, though. But they didn't help if they thought what you ordered sounded good. At least you didn't have to worry about them asking you to share. I know how much you hate that. What was wrong with the wine they wanted? What are you talking about? Oh my god, here we go again. You and your wine rules. Just let people drink what they want with their food. Have red wine with fish. Drink white wine with steak. It's not that serious. It's not. Okay, whatever. Fine. Fine. Please continue, sir. Ooh. They sent their plate back. Horrible. Just horrendous. Why would they do that? Well, a restaurant shouldn't serve cold potatoes. And they asked for broccoli but got spinach? Pfft, scandalous. But, like, none of those were their fault. You can't hold the fact that they wanted food how they ordered it against them. As I recall, you once sent a plate back because your wedge-cut fries were too thick. Too thick. What? What about your dessert? They asked to change the strawberries for the raspberries? Well, that's not really rude. Did the kitchen do it? But people like what they like. You, of all people, should be able to respect that. I also remember another time. Do not cut me off right now. Let me finish. I also remember another time where we were out to dinner and you asked if you could have a chocolate crust for your cheesecake instead of a graham cracker. What? The waiter had to explain that the slices were individually made and that the entire cheesecake crust was graham cracker. I thought you were going to storm out of the restaurant. I'm not defending them. I just know how you can be, and it sounds like you're being a little bit too judgmental right now, bestie. They thought you should have only left a 10% tip. Yeah, you clearly can't see them again. So no kiss goodnight, I take it. No. How long have we been having these post-date phone calls, by the way? Exactly. And you know that I always ask whether you kiss your date at the end. It's not part of the tradition if I don't. So, I guess instead of Bumble, they should call it Fumble, huh? But it was funny. A little bit funny. Not too funny. Just a little bit. But I'm sorry your day was bad. Genuinely, really. In all seriousness. I'm sorry. Well, now you see why I haven't dated anyone in a while. It hardly seems worth the trouble. So. No! I refuse to believe that those people on those commercials ever actually met anyone. There's no way. They've been all paid to say that. They found their forever person. No, bullshit. Yes, our friends who have met online are lying too, by the way. They're all lying. I cannot. I will not believe it. Fine. Well, obviously they're not lying, but of course there are exceptions. I'm not trying to say that, but it's just too hard to meet anyone worth dating, no matter what you're looking. Do I think it's weird that we've never dated? No, I don't think it's weird. Why? Do you? I've never wanted to date you. Have you ever wanted to date me? Okay, I didn't think so. Don't tell me that you're buying into that bullshit about how two people can just be friends, are you? Come on. Well, you're attractive. I'm attractive. We get along. But that doesn't mean we automatically have to, or even should, date each other, does it? What? I've told you that you're attractive before, and you're smart. And you can be funny. But you're not my type. So, I'm pretty sure I'm not your type either. So, fair enough. Right? Okay, that's what I thought. Huh? Why aren't you my type? Well, for one, you're too high maintenance for me, personally. You are totally high maintenance. What do you mean? The fact that we've spent the last 15 minutes talking about all the small things that annoyed you about your date tonight proves that. Literally, you cannot even argue about this right now. And remember when we went to that concert last month? Yeah, the one at the stadium. Yes, you're remembering correctly, bestie. It took you 2 hours to get ready. 2. You asked me what I was going to wear so that we shouldn't clash. Like, what? And what did you end up wearing? Do you remember? That's right. Torn jeans and a t-shirt from when the band was last on tour. How can anyone clash with that? And you said it had taken you an hour to pick that out. An hour. What? To pick out a pair of jeans and a t-shirt? It shouldn't take you an hour to look like it took you 10 minutes to get ready. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. But I managed to look good and it took me half the time it took you. Yep. Thank you. And you said too low maintenance, like it's a bad thing. I'm easygoing. Let's put it that way. I go with the flow, bestie. My dates like that I'm easy to please, okay? Why are you coming for me right now? Well, that's because they're too easy to please? Well, maybe so. Fair enough. Your coworkers ask why we aren't dating. What do you tell them? Wow. I don't know why it's so hard for people to understand that two people can be two friends without there being any kind of sexual tension or anything. I've had to explain the same thing to my friends. Probably the same thing your coworkers say, like, you two will make such a cute couple. Why aren't you two dating? You know the drill. The same thing. Be serious. I'm not going on a date with you just to prove to our friends how wrong they are. Both of us are happy with the relationship the way it is, aren't we? So let's not mess it up. And besides, like, if we dated, One of us would probably kill the other before our first date was over. Bet. Trust me on that one. Yes, we do get along as friends, and we have since we met when we worked at the company. God, that work orientation was terrible. All those AM new employee orientation meetings and those stupid team building exercises. Ugh. The only good thing that came out of that job was meeting you. Genuine. I'm being genuine right now. Even if I had to participate in a trust fall to do it, which is embarrassing. How I didn't drop you or you drop me is beyond me. Our friendship was created out of misery. You liked me right away? I don't think I ever knew that. I didn't feel gung ho. Between the rope bridge, the trust falls, and the two truths and a lie games, it's all I could do to not fling myself off the nearest cliff during those office retreats. I'm being serious. I was good at pretending. You, on the other hand, were always everyone's friend. What? I mean it. I couldn't believe it when you started inviting me out to places with your friends. And then you transferred to another office, and I wanted to kill you. I thought we'd never see each other again. But somehow we became even better friends, which is good. Yeah, I mean, this is the best relationship I've ever had. And lovers come. Wow. Here you go laughing. Are you 10? Are you 10, bestie? Yeah, I heard it as soon as it came out of my mouth. Anyway, lovers come and go, but best friends are hopefully forever, you know? Yeah, that was kind of corny. Sorry. I just mean, having a best friend, rather being a best friend, is no small thing to me. And I know that everyone always focuses on how important romantic or sexual partners should be to people, but friendships are just as important, if not more. And no, I wouldn't trade a friendship for anything either. But? Can you get it out? But what? The best of both worlds. What do you think we should date? I literally just gave you a bunch of reasons why not. Those reasons are not bullshit, by the way. Our friendship is more important to me than any romantic or sexual relationship. Is this just a reaction to the bad day you had tonight, or what's going on? But you said that you never thought about dating me, so what are you talking about? You only said that because I said that I never thought about dating you? Oh my God, okay. All right, let's just recap. Let's start over. So, you have thought about dating me. That's what you're just saying. For how long? Right after we met? Oh no. What's happening right now? Why didn't you ever ask me out? You didn't want to date a coworker, but you're willing to date your best friend? Listen, bestie, I don't think you're crazy. It's just. Okay. Okay, I promise. Yes. I'd be lying if I said that the idea of us dating never crossed my mind. Why didn't I ever say something? Why didn't you ever say something after we weren't working together anymore? What do you mean? That's the same reason I haven't said anything. You think now is the perfect time? I've told you before that I never had a best friend when I was a kid, you know? I always wanted one, but I was either too quiet or too much of an introvert to ever really actually connect with anyone. Everyone seemed to already have their set of friends when I met them, or, you know, whatever. And they never seemed to be any room for me. Sad, I know. Do you know how amazing it is to make a good friend, much less a best friend, when you're practically an adult? I don't want to lose that with you. No, of course, I'm not positive that dating will ultimately ruin things. That's not what I'm saying, but. How many people do you know that started dating a friend and then were able to stay friends once they broke up? How many? Exactly. So, what makes you think we'll be able to do it? I'm not predicting that we break up, but people do break up. Yes, I did just say that I've thought about what it would be like to go on a date with you. But what if? Yes, I'm saying yes. Yes, I'm serious. Let's do it. I don't know. Don't change your mind now. Hey, that's mean. I don't know. Whatever you want. I don't know. I don't care. Tomorrow night's a bit soon, don't you think? Maybe next Saturday or something. I don't know why I'm laughing. I think I'm just nervous. Okay, you promise? No, I think I should probably try to get some sleep now. If I can. Okay. Me too. Have a good night. Bye.